It's either I'm going to show you how to make a lem sip or make your man sick. It's one of those. An interesting record.
Now then, gonna see if you're as good as they say you are.
Wakey, wakey, rise and shine, all hands on deck.
Suddenly, a round, flat object comes hurtling through the window.
You ready?
I can't wait.
Now.
Let's go play.
It's
the Chris Moyle Show, National Radio 1.
Apparently, tonight's Big Brother, Michelle Chicken, kicks off when she finds out that she's been nominated. Good. I must admit, I didn't think I was going to like this year's Big Brother, but I watched it again last night. I'm really enjoying it, but I'm enjoying it on a completely different level, because I hate almost everybody in there.
I saw it last night.
And?
I thought it was okay, but I'm not really into it yet, I'll be honest.
Okay, do you need any help with...
Not really. I'm finding it difficult caring this year.
Right, okay. Well, there's lots of people who hate each other, which is great.
That Victor seems to hate everybody.
Yeah, but you see, the thing you don't understand about him, Dave, is he's from the street. And it's like a jungle out there. This is like real and tin. And he got to look after himself, which is whack.
He's doing what he needs to survive, apparently.
That's right,
it's all politic and
mind
and
you, looking
things.
At the size of his fat ass, he doesn't have any problems surviving before. Jason is the Scottish fella who seems to be heading towards a major nervous breakdown. Michelle calls everyone chicken. And her backside's getting bigger.
Is it?
Yeah. And Marco, who I seem to be the only person who's worked this out, that Marco, every time he laughs, he then has a second and a half of really weirdness in his face, to the point where he looks like he could kill you, or he's just going to implode.
And does Victor think that the new chesty toe sucker, Becky, is it? She fancies Jason, is that right?
Yeah, he's convinced of that.
Right.
Yeah. And by the way, when can we have some sexy people in there? I think the sexiest person in there at the moment is Shell, who's kind of like the kind of ditzy blonde one. And she's very pretty. Yeah, well, this man thing that came the other day with fake breasts.
Are they fake?
Yeah, they are.
I haven't
seen
enough of them.
As well, seriously. And she's meant to be all sexy and everything. Oh, I'm sorry. I'd rather cop off with Richard Whiteley. Right, maybe not Richard Whiteley, but you get my point. Anyway, so that was my night last night watching Big Brother. You know, a week ago, I was out in a bar on the beachfront in Portugal, practicing my Portuguese on the local waitresses. Last night, I'm standing watching Big Brother. How my life is rubbish again.
The Chris Moyle Show, National Radio.
Chris, Dave, Rachel, and Alid. Flagship entertainment on National Radio 1.
6:58, I'm in a good mood this morning. Hello!
I say, don't you know, you say this.
Big Brother! I'm Marco, I'm going to kill you! Watch it, mate, seriously. Weird. Franz Ferdinand, take me out. Good morning. Thank you to Wes for being on the air this morning. So I like his show. Once again, obviously, Nimone is off.
Is she training again?
Do you know what it is? I think what she's done is she's taken... Now that Sarah Cox has gone, she's got all of Cox's holidays and her own and all of Dave Pearce's sick days. Put them together, she works 4 weeks a year.
We should become Olympic athletes.
Yeah, under the guise of training for the Olympics, which, let's be honest, ain't going to happen. I'm going to train for the Olympics. I can have a month off, please. Thanks very much. Great. Did you get in, Chris? No. I had a great month off. I'm telling you, it's the way forward. Right, Shapeshifters coming up, the brilliant Lola Steam. Let's get some news and sport from Dominic and Kerry. It's 7 o'clock.
The Iraqis take custody of Saddam.
And Tim goes for a fifth semi-final appearance at Wimbledon.
BBC.
Radio and Newsbeat, it's now 4 minutes past seven.
So in theory, we should still be in Portugal, Dave and I and Rachel and Alan. We should still be in Portugal getting ready for tonight's England game against Holland.
How does that make you feel?
Well, I'm not interested now in football. Yeah.
You're not following it anymore?
No, I don't care. I've got to be honest, I don't really care.
Do you know?
Not really, no. My interest in the whole tournament is gone now.
Purely based on England?
Purely based on England, yeah. I think most people are the same.
I'm not.
No, but then you're weird. You want Portugal to win?
I do now, yeah.
So I don't really care. I really, honest, genuinely don't care.
But do you not care about seeing some of the finest players in Europe?
No. Because I think it's been a fairly poor tournament anyway. What was that little...
Mm. I don't know, it sounded very cat,
was that? Hello? Are you coming on to me?
No, I just sighed out.
Oh, Chris. Please don't, you make me vomit. Dominic, how are you?
I'm very well, hello.
Had a nice night last night, did you?
Yes.
What did you get up to?
I slept.
Really?
Mm.
All night?
All night long.
Really?
Mm-hmm. I did.
How's Crashen, your lovely little boy?
Yeah, Finton.
Finton, how is Finton?
He's lovely, thank you very much.
Yeah, that's good, yeah. Did he miss Mummy and Daddy at the weekend when they went off on a little jolly, leaving him with anybody?
Yeah, leaving him with my parents, not obviously just anybody. Yes, they did, they had a lovely...
You say that, but of course to him, just strangers.
No.
Just a different face peering out into the pram. I don't know if you have a pram, don't know. You know, and he's thinking to himself, I don't know who they are.
Is he the right age for prams?
No, more of a buggy. Right. More of a buggy, really, than
what's
a pram.
The difference, fundamentally?
A pram is circa the 70s and the 80s, and a buggy is your modern-day version.
So do you not have prams anymore?
No, not really.
Really?
No.
Buggies is the way forward.
You get a three-wheeler buggy,
right?
Which is good for...
How old is your son again?
Nearly one.
Nearly one. Mm-hmm. So does he walk?
Nearly.
Right.
He's sort of standing up and crashing into things.
Like talking?
No, not yet.
Right.
No, sort of, saying...
Is that normal, or is your child just a bit, you know, slower than the rest at catching up on these things?
He's very advanced for his years.
Right.
Or months.
Right. He's not even a year.
It's not even a year.
I don't know, okay, you know, because I'm half of me's joking, but I don't understand. I don't know at what age. People always say to me, they go, oh, isn't that great? Look, walking at the age of two? And I'm like, I really, is that good or bad?
Usually,
I have no idea.
They should be walking by two, shouldn't they?
Yeah, you'd think so.
Seriously, I haven't a clue.
There's something wrong.
Look at that, he's walking as well. Chris is nine. Well, I don't know, do I?
Nephew's one and he's just started walking. Just turned 12 months.
See, now, there's a gleam in your eye and a big smile on your face when you say that.
Well, he's gorgeous and he just started walking. It was the other day as well. It was so cute.
Right.
Is one walking and two talking?
That's a female thing.
Yeah. Whatever.
What?
One walking, two talking? Is that the way it works, roughly?
I think so.
Yeah, I think... Or you can start talking before...
It's going to wait 2 years for your child to say, you know, have a conversation with you.
Yeah.
God.
What sort of conversation you wanted to have with a two-year-old child?
Like, thanks very much for, like, you know, making me and stuff, Dad.
Yeah.
Do you want me to help with the cleaning up or something?
That's usually their first words, actually. That's amazing.
No, but you know what I mean?
Yeah. No, I don't at all, in fact.
Well, what's the point now when it's a child... Doesn't talk to you for 2 years.
Mm. That's just selfishness, isn't it?
What's that all about?
Yeah.
And obviously, you know, I mean, you go through that fake thing of teaching them how to speak, but, you know, they know, don't they? Seriously. I mean, they just know.
They know what?
Words. They just, you know, I think for the first couple of years, babies are just lazy. They know all these. They're born... Don't. Okay, right, right. When you were young, your dad didn't sit you down on his knee and teach you the word electricity. You just know it.
That's true. Valid point.
Mm. Thank you very much. You gotta look at it. I don't just make these things up.
No, absolutely not.
I'm not just an idiot.
Mm.
What was that noise?
It was a kind of... more of a swallow and a choke.
Right, okay. Now, obviously I'm joking. I wish you and your wife and supposedly your child all the best and all the luck in the world. And your nephew, niece? Nephew?
Nephew,
whatever. But I believe they're walking now.
Yes.
It's fascinating. That's brilliant, isn't it? Any other kids that we should say hello to?
My goddaughter.
Yeah, how old's she?
One next week.
Don't tell me. She's walking but not talking.
No.
No?
Neither.
Oh, God, she's even worse than yours, Dominic, for God's sake.
Chris Moyles on Radio 1. Laugh along with the jokes. Sing along with the songs.
Let's get fit and get dancing.
7:09. Just call me Uncle Chris. Thank you. Uncle took kiddies everywhere. But he likes to hand them back at the end of the day and then goes to pub.
Looking back, I know I was wrong.
Evanescence and Going Under. Before that, brilliant Shapeshifters, Load of Steam, comes out a week on Monday. Great track. My son is 11 months old and has been cruising for 6 weeks at least. Tim from Stoke. Good Lord. There you go.
Cruising?
I've no idea. I'm a nursery nurse and it's true that they know and understand hundreds of words before they say anything. From Jess.
How do they know, though?
They just do.
But how do they know that they know?
They just do.
But how do you know that they know?
All right, because, you know, can you be, you know, remember being taught the word electricity?
No.
Right? Or paraphernalia? No.
Petrol station.
You just know, don't you?
Hmm.
See? And my favourite text message so far is, my kid's lazy, she's 8 months. There you go. Lazy kids everywhere.
They are at that age.
Seriously, the age of six, they can be cooking, you know, doing a barbecue on a Saturday night. Yeah. They just choose not to, because they're kids. I'm no child psychologist expert or anything like that, but I read between the lines, and therefore I'm right. Jamie in North Wales says, my kid's 13 and the only words she knows are no and money. My wife's 25 when she don't get off her ass all day, from Stuart in North End. See, it's not just kids' day.
You see, we're discussing child development today.
Yeah. I'm telling you.
It's infotainment, Alan, don't laugh.
You know, you'll be amazed to hear this. I don't actually have any children myself. I know. Wouldn't I make a great father, though? Imagine that. Me, a daddy. So I'm all right.
You get on quite well with kids, so don't you?
Hey, I'll tell you what's quite scary, right? Chappers is lad.
Mm.
He loves me.
Baby Ben.
Yeah, he loves me. And he kept sticking his arms out, wanting me to pick him up. I don't know, it's old babies, you know what I mean?
I think you'd be a good dad.
Come on,
I think it's all a
pick him up, Chris,
you.
Pick him up. I don't know how to pick. You've got to hold him in a certain way, apparently. Upright, generally.
Not by his head.
Prefer.
By his feet.
You know, just generally off the ground, you know. Surely that's what they want, isn't it? You know, does it matter if they're upside down or kind of hanging sideways or something? But no, parents generally like, you know, upright. But, you know, I'm all right with kids.
You can relate to children.
Yeah.
You speak on their level.
Thanks, I think.
It's a compliment.
I'm just not ready for kids yet. Just not ready for kids. Imagine Al had been a father one day.
I'd make a good dad.
Hey?
I'd make a good dad.
Right. You can't even look after yourself.
For some reason, I'm good with kids.
Right.
People give me their kids to look after for weekends because I play with them and take them out and
really?
Go to parks and stuff.
Which people?
Friends.
Really? Alan, what was the last time if your friends gave you their child to look after for the weekend?
3 weeks ago.
Alan, you're living in a dream world.
It happened.
You're in Portugal. Seriously, Alan, you're going insane. Who in their right mind would go, Alan, we're going away for the weekend. Would you mind looking after our children?
I'm good with kids.
When was the last time you looked after a child on your own for an entire weekend?
It was the weekend before.
You're a liar.
That's true.
Who in their right mind would give you a child to look after for a weekend?
I taught them to say Uncle
I won't give
Alan.
You a newspaper to look after for a weekend. And what? And how old was this? Was this boy or a girl?
One of each.
So two kids. How old were they?
I think 13 months and 9 months.
13 months and 9 months?
Roughly.
And you looked after them on your own for what, a weekend?
It's more like a night, really. But 2 days and a night, so... So the Saturday,
a weekend more like a night.
Right.
So Saturday night and Sunday.
And this was in your rat infested flat?
No, this was at their house.
At their house, right. Yeah. And so what did you do? Which one was which, by the way?
The older one is the boy. His name's Carl and girl is Pippa.
Right, okay. So what did you do with Carl and Pippa?
We played games. We had...
What games do you play with a nine-month-old girl?
They've got, this little
battleships
machine. You can push
Trivial Pursuit.
No, they like colours, they like sound,
right.
And we go running around the park and then we'll start.
You go running
at nine months old. What are you on
child?
Alan, seriously, what are you on about?
They run
at 9 months.
They do.
Well, have you not been listening to the show today?
I was in Starbucks, didn't have radio on that.
Generally about a year maybe they start walking. So at 9 months, this child, Pippa, she's like a child genius. She's running around the park.
Also, you can put them in little seats and push them because they've got one of those little handle things. It's one long handle. You can turn it and then they kind of drive the car as you're
Is it me? What is he saying?
I find it difficult to believe that you went running in a park with a 9-month-old baby girl.
It's all too early for me for this conversation.
Well, maybe they are advanced, or maybe I've got their age wrong. But
are you sure they weren't 13 years old? Okay. They're 9 years old.
Did you talk to these children?
They can say, Mum, Dad and Uncle Aled.
Right. The 9 month and the 13 month old have the same vocabulary.
No, actually, the girl can speak more than the boy.
The 9 month old can speak more than the 13 month old.
Yeah.
So this 9 month old girl is running around a park and talking.
Yeah.
Wow.
She's beat me at a game.
I think you need to check their birth certificate, Alan. I don't believe that she is 9 months old.
There may be more like, if it's wrong, it's like 11 months, but it's no more than a year.
Running around in Paris. She's Paula Radcliffe's daughter.
We had fun anyway.
There's you?
Yeah.
Oh, that's good. As long as you had fun. And the parents are happy leaving these two children, one 9 months old, in your hands for a weekend.
I have a feeling I'll have a text or two when I leave the studio, I'm sure.
Yeah, from social services, hopefully. right, buzz off then. Are you ready?
Yeah.
I could talk to Alan about this all day, though, I must be honest.
Let's come back
what
to
do
it.
What do you mean, no? I'm sorry, love, when in the Radio Times did it say the Rachel Jones Show? Yes, we go running in the park and we do the Times crossword together. How old is she? 8 weeks.
We went windsurfing, it was great.
We're going to Paris for the weekend. I'm going to bring her along because her French is brilliant.
I tell you, he's better at football than I am.
Oh, God! So are dead people! Right. 81199 is the text number for Buzz Off if you have the, you know, haven't lost the will to live.
I know how it works. Let's play the record.
I'm not sure if I've played this already, so if I have, you're going to have to tell me, okay?
Mm.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Right. I don't think I have.
I've done this as a tedious, but I don't think you did it as Buzz Off.
Okay, all right then, good. I love this track. This doesn't wake you up, nothing will. You ready? Out of bed. Now. Alan wants to dedicate this song to me, I think. 9 months old everywhere. Sing. Cross, 12 letters, power supply, I don't know. I'm only 9 months.
Rachel Buzz.
What's wrong? It's a great track. Brilliant track.
I
hate your daddy's guts too. 9 months old and 13 months old, Alan.
I'm going to check the facts.
Right.
Maybe I'm wrong. Don't like the thing about your sister. Now I know.
Were these brother and sister, by the way, Alan?
No.
They weren't?
They're separate.
They're from two separate families?
Yes.
So, you're like a nursery, a creche?
In a way, they're close friends.
Right.
So we're all like a big group of friends.
Brilliant. So one family go away for the weekend, leave you with their 13-month-old son. Another family the same weekend go away, and they leave you with a 9-month-old daughter.
You underestimate my skills. I'm good with kids.
Right, okay.
Nicola Tatulia is going to give me her kids. She works
no, she
well.
Won't. No. But do you advertise in the local shop? Do you have a card in the window?
Maybe now.
Going away for the weekend?
Consider
need
it.
Someone to look after the child? Called Alan.
Come to my rat-infested flat. Well, I know, you know. Everybody knows. Way you come, way you gonna go. Think it's sad, but that's too bad. Cause I'm having a ball.
Kids can play with the rat.
Alan's buzz.
That's fully wise.
Yeah, only the link, not the song. Big finish because everyone likes it.
And everything about you.
Ugly Kid Show, 1992, Everything About You. Brilliant. Brilliant. 9 months old everywhere, love that song.
Nuggets
at
my
bar.
Radio 1.
This morning just gets more and more surreal as the seconds tick by.
BBC. Radio 1. Newsbeat.
So we'll be asking Alan more about his nursery school, his unofficial nursery school that he seems to be running now from his rat infested... infested?
That's the second time he said infested today.
No. From this flat with a rat in it. Late, see? Nice. So we'll do that in a bit. We'll also play Black Eyed Peas in just a few seconds. Let's get some news from Dominic. It's 7:31.
Saddam Hussein is being handed over. It's now 7:35.
Can you check for the 8:30 if you can turn off the junction after and then just head back?
Okay, yeah, we'll do, yeah.
That'll be great.
Using a roundabout.
What? Huh?
You'd have to use a roundabout, wouldn't you, if you turned back and then went the other way?
Unless you knew a lot of back roads. Yeah. I don't know. Ask Alad. He seems to know everything today.
Yeah, Alid, there's no way you had a 9-month-old girl walking, running along the park saying, Uncle Alid.
Listen.
Otherwise you'll be on the news.
It's not Uncle Alid, it's Alid's Doubtfire. It's the new service from the BBC. Alid will look after your kids for the weekend. Not, by the way, not just one child, but two. Baby Bull.
I think he's getting his months.
But he said that
wrong.
The two friends are close, the two children are close friends.
That was easy for me to say, wasn't it?
So you don't look at his face now. Look at the face on him. Look.
He's on the phone to one of them.
The 9 months.
Hi, Alan. I was listening to you this morning. I'm actually 10 months.
He's on the phone. Pippa, it's Alan. Yeah, I didn't wake you, did I? Right, you're reading the paper. Listen, you couldn't do me a favour, could you? Just pop round to mine and set my Sky Plus for Big Brother tonight. That'd be great. Before you go to... Well, you don't even go to nursery because you're 9 months. Thanks, bye. Unbelievable. I mean, seriously, is he just said this for, you know, on the air because he thought it'd be an interesting thing to say, and he's got himself caught up in a major lie, or do you, and I really hate to say this, I'm starting to think he's believing his own lies.
I think it's the fictional work of a madman.
But he's turning into a pathological liar. He now can't separate fact and fiction. He just at all. Oi, Doubtfire, get in here.
Hello. University challenge is starting. See, babies, I've got interest in that rubbish. It's for kids.
It's no great lie.
Right.
The worst that's happened is that I got the months wrong.
How wrong?
Older.
How wrong?
Maybe 3 or 4 years old as opposed to...
Hang on a second,
no,
what?
I'm joking.
Right.
No, but...
So the 9-month-old girl...
Yeah.
Is how old?
No, the nine... Yes.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know, I've texted the kids.
It's not a hard question.
I said, how old
really?
Are you? And I haven't had a reply
The
yet.
Girl you said is about 9 months is how old?
I'm trying to find that out. But it's very close to that. It's not that much out, if it is that. I mean, we weren't sprinting around the park.
Okay, when you say running around the park, what do you mean running around the park?
Was she running? Were you holding her and you were running?
No, no.
She was in a buggy.
But girls
and I
do
run
tend
after
to be
her.
Quicker developers than boys.
And 9 months.
A lot of girls are running by one.
And then
they're
if I
walking
catch her,
by
we
like
laugh,
sort of 9 months
run off,
running.
She...
Oh, hello! Can we all talk at the same time, please?
Sorry.
So about to take the mickey out of Alad. Don't put me off, seriously. When I'm on a flow of ripping him apart, don't interrupt unless you're helping. And so the 9-month-old is way more advanced than the 13-month-old. Is that right?
Yeah, she's slightly more advanced. Yes.
Right. That must be a killer for him.
He doesn't seem to mind too much.
What is he on? Kind of like the Independent crossword as opposed to her Times?
I'll get my stories factually correct.
Right.
By the
And this
next
was
time.
The weekend before we went to Portugal, while you were doing Where's Alad? So did they go with you on the tour?
It was, actually.
Yeah. So they came with you?
I went, when they live near Leicester, which is where I went.
Right.
On Where's Alad, and I went over and babysat.
Right. For 2 days?
Well, for a day and night, and then the next day I was in... Because there was two
right.
places...
So, hang on, the weekend now is turning into a day.
No, a day, a night, and the
right.
next day.
Okay.
That's what I said.
Right. By the way, at any point during all this, you can put your hand up and say, okay, I'm lying,
I'm
or
not
have lied.
I haven't. Okay.
So while you were doing Where's Alan, touring the country, with Paul, by the way, the security guard, was he there with you?
He's in the hotel.
Oh, right, okay. So he didn't come to the park for the running 9-month-old.
I left him in the hotel to avoid this.
Seriously, you're living in a dream world, Alan.
Okay. I'll get my stories factually correct, and I'll come back to you.
Let me recap. Okay, so a few weeks ago,
yes,
during your Where's Alan tour,
yes,
in Leicester, yes, two separate families gave you a child each,
yes,
to look after.
Yes.
One is a 9-month-old girl who you took running in the park.
Yes.
The other is a 13-month-old boy.
Yes.
Who? What was he doing? Just there playing.
Yes.
Right. This was in Leicester, so this would have been, what, a Saturday?
I went to, oh, God.
You'll know, surely. It was the weekend, right?
Yes.
Friday, Saturday, Sunday?
Yes.
What? Yes, what?
Yes. I think I'm getting two stories mixed up.
Right, okay. So, Paul, your security guy, he stayed in a hotel.
Yeah, yes, that happened.
For the whole weekend, two-day, one-day weekend.
It was night.
Right. Where did he stay? Which house did he stay at?
Leicester Hotel.
So you and the two kids and Paul stayed in a hotel together?
Yes.
Right. Again, yeah. At any point, you can say, I don't want to talk about this anymore. It's really up to you.
I can see I've got very confused and I don't want to talk about it anymore.
All right. Okay, then. Fair enough. You can go now, Alan. You can leave. Do you know what, Dave? I'm no investigative journalist, but I think we just caught him out in a lie. And the bass keeps running, running, and running, running. Dominic, maybe this weekend you and your missus could go to Leicester for the weekend and bring Alan just a nanny.
That'd be great.
Yeah. And running. In this context, there's no disrespect, so when I bust my rhyme, you break your neck. We got 5 minutes for it. 7:48 in the morning. If you've just woken up, you've already missed an amazing story from Alan. He will be on the front page of all the newspapers tomorrow because he has found the most advanced 9-month-old girl in the world who talks and runs, not walks, runs in the park with him. Absolutely fascinating. Really is. And to talk about that and many other ailments and problems and successful things in the life of people who work on the show is Radio 1's very own Dr. Mark Hamilton. Good morning.
Good morning, Christopher. How are you?
Now, can I just say this to everyone listening, that Mark is in his house where he has his own studio set up. That's how seriously he takes the doctoring side of his media career.
Well, are you jealous?
Not really.
Okay.
Are you in surgery today, or whatever you call it?
No, I'm not, actually. Not in hospital today. I've got some business to attend to elsewhere.
Well, you're sorting out your panto for Christmas?
Yeah.
What's it? Just imagine Mark Green today. As the showbiz starts, he goes, 9 o'clock surgery, 11 o'clock meeting with Channel 4, midday, I've got heart bypass thing, and then 2 o'clock, I'm meeting Des Lynham.
It's just getting the balance of both worlds.
Did he go to Glastonbury?
I did.
In fact, I know you went to Glastonbury.
Yes, because I saw your other half. I saw your lovely lady.
That's right. And apparently you look very well and seem to be enjoying the Glastonbury experience.
I was having a great time. Yeah, I took my wife and my little boy as well. I loved him.
How old's your little boy?
He's 5, and I was just listening to how advanced that child is of Alad.
Now that, you know, I'm not, you know, I don't understand, I don't have any children of my own, but that's very advanced, isn't it?
It does seem quite advanced for a child of 9 months to be running, but, you know, strange things happen.
Is it beyond the realms of possibility, Mark?
It's very close. It's right on the edge there.
Well, you know, I mean, I think we all have found out that... I worry that Alan has become a pathological liar, where he really can't separate... the truth from his own made-up fantasy land.
Alad world.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, Edie, who's Emma B's little girl, she's nearly a year old, and she's sort of managing to struggle walking around furniture, so, you know, that leap into a 9-month-old that can run, I don't know. Maybe that's the way things are.
To be fair, though, Edie's just probably copying the her mother, who also stumbles around the living room falling into furniture. Well, Trisha's on.
That's terrible.
Morning, Emma, if you're listening.
She won't be listening. She'll be in a heap somewhere. No, I'm joking, obviously.
Of course you are.
Obviously, while you're on as well, I want to discuss with you Dave's disease.
Yes, I was concerned about this.
Now, Dave acquired this disease.
Yes.
Disability, whatever you want to call it, in Portugal. Now, he's got dicky eye, anyway, a dicky eye. But now he's...
Whoa. I don't have a dicky eye anyway.
Yeah, you have. Every once the blue moon, your eye just goes really, really red, and you walk around like a pirate who's lost his patch.
Yes, but I don't have a dicky eye as such.
Right, whatever.
Okay.
So anyway, Mark, he's got this dicky eye, and it goes all red and you know, pussy-like and stuff.
Yeah.
And now he's squinting permanently and has an ear infection. So the main reason I've got you on is he going to die?
Well, eventually, yes.
Dave, man. So, Rachel, we need to start boarding for a replacement for Dave.
I do think because of this, though. I just wanted to sort of clear up a few things. Did the ear infection come first, Dave, or the eye infection?
The eye infection came first, which has been diagnosed as a rare complaint called conjunctivitis.
Yes. Okay.
By a doctor.
Yes. Well done.
And then, excuse me, I've got a cough too. And then,
coffee-itis.
And then I got an ear infection in my right ear, which prevented me hearing anything yesterday, which was to do with a mixture of wax buildup and also the ear being closed due to the inflammation inside the ear hole.
Okay. So, is it are they on the same side? Is it like the
no,
right
different
ear
sides?
Right?
Ooh, they're both opposing ear and eye combo.
Oh dear.
Is that bad?
Should we start boarding now?
Well, I don't know. I
mean, yes, Captain.
Anchors away. No, I mean, I'm coming down this weekend, so I may actually like to see you for just a bit of study. We may have to write this one up, Dave, and...
Should we do in the pub?
Yeah, we can do, yeah.
The thing is, actually, the good news is today, the hearing has come back in my right ear.
Oh, really?
Yeah, which was to do with the application of drops.
Yes.
Which I got yesterday from the pharmacy.
So you're following the instructions and things are working. Well, that's good.
But still, my conjunctivitis, which is mainly affecting my left eye, is still very severe, I suppose the word is.
Is it getting worse?
It feels more... My eye feels more susceptible to...
Light,
that's it, today than it did yesterday.
And you're using drops or an ointment for that as well?
I am using antibiotic
eye drops. You're listening to Radio 1.
See, Dave, the thing with that is, I mean, conjunctivitis mostly caused by bacteria, which is going to respond to that antibiotic.
Is that because he's not clean?
It may be a fact that, you know, whatever's caused the infection in the ear and the eye, it's because he's got dirty fingers.
Right.
Don't know where his fingers have been.
I do.
He's put his finger in his ear to scratch it.
Yeah.
That's caused the infection there. He's rubbed his eye. That's spread the infection there. So these are the most likely things, and where his finger's been in the first place to become all...
Never been anywhere unusual.
Okay. Unusual for you.
Well, I just think normal places
anywhere,
that fingers
though.
Go.
That's what I'm worried about.
Thumbing through books and stuff.
The last time you thumbed through a book, Dave.
Yeah.
When was that?
It was a pamphlet for his new microwave.
So that's what it is. You've got to wash your hands.
Right,
I do. I mean, every time I go to the lavatory, I wash them.
Good.
Listen, while you're on, can I just ask some questions?
Yes.
All right, okay. I'm very, very well hung.
Yes.
Okay.
Don't forget we went away Dave's stag weekend and I actually saw how
did
well
you see
were.
It?
Yeah. Impressive.
Thank you very much. I didn't actually have a question.
Okay.
It was more of a statement.
You just wanted to show off?
Yeah. That was it, really.
Okay. Well, you're doing the right thing, Dave, and, you know, I think this could be written up as Comedy Dave Syndrome.
Right.
You know, the ear and the eye together.
Yeah, and not being
very
unusual.
Funny.
Yeah. Back to Alan and his amazing child prodigies that he's been hanging out with. I mean, do you want to borrow these children to study? I mean, by the sound of it, their parents go away regularly.
Again, I think, yes, we could make some money out of studying that as well.
Yeah. We can put them in a circus and tour the world with them.
That might be illegal these days, but
we'll
look into it, yeah.
We'll get permission from their parents. They really don't seem that bothered.
Alan, we'll
Dr. Mark.
Alan have the kids, yeah.
Here we go.
Dr. Mark, I have the factually correct story.
Okay.
Carl is 15 months and... Pippa's 16 months. So the girl that is older is actually 16 as opposed to
10.
The other way around. Oh, gosh.
So there's
a month between them, but they're 15 and 16 months, which makes a lot more sense than 9 and 12.
Okay, but these aren't brother and sister kids.
No, they're friends.
Oh, thank goodness. For 15 and 16 months, that...
That would be impossible, wouldn't it, technically?
Yeah.
Not with the same parents, anyway.
No. You see, she was running.
Okay, no, that's possible at 15 months.
Thank you.
Anyway, Dr. Mark, thank you.
My pleasure.
Back on the air on Sunday night,
for
the Sunday surgery, where you help people with problems and put a smile back into the lives of many.
We try.
Mark, if I'm not cleared up by Sunday, I might give you a call.
Okay, I'd like this. I mean, that's a few days. I think you should be going back to the doctor if that eye doesn't get better in the next few days.
Right.
Yeah. Well, that's official advice, that.
Have I said, by the way, that I'm incredibly well hung?
Yeah, you did, actually.
Right, okay, I'm just checking.
Just making a note of that.
Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Mark Hamilton, he's really a doctor.
Thank you.
Right, have a good day, pal.
Thanks, Chris.
See you, man. 7:56. This is D12 at Radio 1. We don't even talk no more. And you don't even... Dave could start a program called ERI for the Straight Guy, says one clever person on the text. Do you know, I did mean to ask, actually, Dr. Mark, if your eye infection is contagious.
I think it is.
Yeah.
That's what I've heard.
I believe that was in theory why we got Mark on the show, wasn't it? And I forgot the whole question.
It's only if we share towels and stuff.
Dave's allergy comes from what was in the Portuguese pool when Alan was thrown in. This is moisturizer.
This is where I think I've got it though, from that pool.
Nail varnish, that kind of thing. Shady made it so my babies ain't starving at home.
See the devil in your grin, since together we've been friends forever. Sharing a pool with all you scumbags.
The what?
Sharing a pool with all you scumbags.
Oh, when did we become scumbags?
Well, I've obviously got it from somewhere, because I was clean before I shared a pool with you lot. So now I'm infested with all sorts of muck.
You've never been clean. We cleared out your spare room the other day and were shocked to find what you referred to as a bed and carpet in there. And you don't even call no more. We don't barely keep in touch at all. And I don't even feel the same. When Alan told a story about having a rat in his kitchen, you turned around and went, only one? We've been beefing now. After all the years we've been down. Ain't no way, no how. This can't be true. We family. Ain't a damn thing changed. Unless it's you. You notice Alan's disappeared, by the way. Where is he, what?
Get my breakfast.
What, round two?
Yes.
You've had breakfast already.
They got it wrong.
You ate it?
No.
I saw you eating toast. You didn't eat any of it?
A little bit.
Oh, you can't have a little bit of toast and then send it back?
It was wrong.
You're wrong. I'll tell you that. Seriously, it's like working with a bunch of monkeys. BBC. Radio 1. Oh, it's not that one, is it? It's the other jingle. Sorry, let's play this one then. 1-1-1-1. I call them monkeys, you call them scumbags, Dave.
Well, my colleagues.
The people we work with, yeah.
Well, in the hygiene sense, yes.
Anyway. D12 and Hell Coming comes out on July the 26th. It's a brand new single. Coming up then, we'll play Pure Tone. Great record. Outcast as well. After news and sport with Dominic and Carrie, it's 8 o'clock.
The Iraqis take custody of Saddam.
And can Hemman hang on at Wimbledon? BBC. Radio
1. Newsbeat. Saddam.
And England's cricketers got hammered once again in the NatWest one-day series, this time by New Zealand, who won by 7 wickets. But their captain, Stephen Fleming, doesn't think England should be worried.
Oh, it can happen in one-day games. You can get on the wrong side of a game. It doesn't mean you're a bad side. And England are by no means a bad side. They'll get criticised, and hopefully they make some changes, because that will bring in more change to a side that's looking for a bit of confidence.
Fart machine not carry. The weather, most people will see some rain today with some thunder in parts of North Scotland. Radio Newsbeat's now 8:04.
Beautiful.
Thank you.
Is Carrie letting off there during the sport?
Sorry, I must have been the bagel I had for breakfast.
And the microphone that Dominic didn't switch on. Oh, Carrie, seriously.
It's bagels, they just do it to me, I'm sorry. I won't have them tomorrow. Actually, I think it's just my body responding to England's performance in the cricket.
Thank you very much for your analysis of the cricket. There you go. Yesterday, we put the hilarious and childish fart machine in Joe Wiley's studio. And, oh, did we have some fun. So I'm standing outside. I stuck it under the desk here. And I stood outside the door with the box, with the button, the remote control, going like that. So the weird thing is, the noise was coming from between her legs. I know, didn't we have some fun?
Piers just did a Spider-Man kind of effect going around the studio. I kid you not, he was sitting in my chair. What is that noise? Miles!
Dear. It's so childish.
It's the crazy world of Radio 1.
I tell you, I am off to Radio 2 after today's show, and I'm hiding it in Wogan's studio tomorrow morning.
The thought for the day, coming up later on. This letter says, dear Tal, what was that? I'm sorry, I think someone just farted there. The letter says, dear Terry.
It's a shame you just said that, because we could have done that. That would have been brilliant.
Radio 4, the Today programme.
And the time is coming up to 6 minutes past eight.
Good morning. I'm telling you, we're going to have a go at that.
Thank you, Kerry.
Thank you, Chris.
thank you so much, cricket.
Whoa. All right. 6 minutes past eight, good morning.
I got two pale hands up against the window pane. I'm shaking with the heat.
Outcast Roses at Radio 1. You like that, Dave?
Oh, yeah, very much.
Do you like that, Alan?
Yes, I do. Oops, excuse me, sorry.
Disgusting. Oh. Hey, who's that?
It wasn't me that time.
Dave, is that you?
Nope.
It's not me.
Wasn't me either.
Alice?
Rachel's just eating some granary toast.
Alice, stand up. Bend over.
Chris. Disgusting.
Oh, we had fun with Joe Wider yesterday.
There is a fart machine somewhere in this studio. It's nothing to do with me. Where is it?
Joe, what?
Have you planted it on Piers? Stop Joe. It, that's just so horrible. Joe, I know I've been to Glastonbury and I've eaten lots of beans, but it's not me. Where is it? The machine that you planted in my studio. Have you put it on Piers? Have you put it somewhere in Piers? tell me where it is. Am I wearing it somewhere?
Honestly, next door.
Where is
you
it?
You know what's really funny? Is your producer's pointing to switch on this microphone, but you keep looking
behind your mic.
I know, I'm thinking, where the hell is it?
Right, have a great show.
No, I can't play another record until you tell me where it is.
Okay.
Right.
It's so childish.
It's what you do to my show.
Okay, all right. Do you want to tell you where it is?
Of course I want you to tell me where it is. It's horrible because you have this strange look about your face as you're talking, like it's coming from you. Well, it's in your pocket.
No, but the machine's out. This is just the remote. I can walk off now around the building and halfway through your show, we're talking to Briggy.
Right, it's under here.
Oh, she's
found it!
Oh! So childish. I'm not proud of my actions at all.
Yeah, you are.
Right, so, Rachel just said the show's been a bit Alan-tastic today. Is that what you said? Or was it Alan-mongus? It's one or the other. Alan, by the way, who we found out shouldn't be left with children of any age because he doesn't know how old children are. He seems to think there's no difference between a 9-month-old girl and a 16-month-old boy when it comes to education and ability. Alan, seriously, pack that in now. Leave it alone. Have the parents been listening to the show?
Yes, they were, actually.
How do they feel about it?
They know me, and they just laughed.
Right.
Thankfully.
Can I just say, in all honesty, I'm serious now.
Okay.
I'll even look you in the eye and say, I will never, ever leave my children with you under whatever circumstance.
They're going to lose out on a good babysitter.
Yeah. Well, I'll run the risk.
And a plaything. I'm good to play with. I can take him out and go to zoo and... Anyway.
Alan, by the way, after yesterday's show, we found out Alan is now living in a rat-infested flat. Is the rat still there?
The update is the rat is still there. They came round, did a survey, and have worked out that the nest where it lives is actually under my bed. It's in the...
A rat nest, is that the right word?
Apparently, yeah, apparently they have nests.
They live in a nest, yeah.
Right, okay.
So in the front room, which is where we thought it was, because I didn't ask too many details to start off with, it's actually the top right corner. And I was looking at the hole thinking, God, it's a big hole. Oh my God, I sleep above that. And he was like, yeah, that's true, it's under your bed. So what we've done is, I've set up, my computer's now in the front room, and there's a motion-detecting webcam on the hole, so we can film it and stick it online. It's been on all night, and it doesn't like the noise of the computer, so it hasn't come out of its hole. But once it gets used to the computer, it should, and it'll and the computer will email the video to here.
Hang on, who came round and did a survey?
A company.
Right, okay. Why can't they just catch it and get rid of it?
It doesn't work like that, apparently. There are two options. Both are not very nice, so I won't go into details. But basically, it'll take a time for it to come out of its hole. Right. That's when we can do something about it.
If I switched on, by the way, Alan is talking about a rat.
Hmm.
So it's a lengthy process, horribly.
Where did you get hold of a webcam so quickly?
I've got one.
Oh.
Yeah. All computers come with webcams now. And this is a motion-detecting one. So if you move, it takes a video.
Oh, wow.
Oh, Alex.
Why do you possess a motion-detecting webcam that takes video?
All new computers have them. That was standard with the computer when I bought it.
Right.
So now you have it trained on the hole.
So now it's trained on the hole, so if it pops its nose out, it'll take a video and email it to the show. So anytime it could turn up.
Rat news.
Rat update.
Rat update.
So, Alan, yesterday, after the show finishes, says, I'm going to phone up... because we kind of ribbed him enough yesterday, he's going to ring up and get it sorted. And we were joking that Rat in Me Kitchen, What Am I Gonna Do, was a big hit for popular 80s Brummie-based reggae combo UB40, as well as many of their hits. So we got the lyrics to Rat in Me Kitchen, What Am I Gonna Do, and said, Alan, if you're going to ring up this rat place, do you mind recording it and trying to get in those lines? And he said, yeah. Then we worked out that the lyrics to that, bar Rat in My Kitchen, What Am I Gonna Do, there's not much in there that is applicable.
No one knows the verses for that record.
However, we'd had researched enough then that we had all the song titles to UB40 records. So I said, well, why don't you just try and get as many UB40 song titles into the phone conversation with the rat catcher? Then, after I had phoned a few people and had the phone down put on in about 10 seconds, it dawned on me that he was no wind-up phone call prankster. He really, you know, it's just not a skill that Alan possesses. So I thought, well, we've got one more phone call to make. We may as well keep recording. Why don't you just try it again? And if you get desperate, just start saying as many UB40 song titles as you can before they eventually put the phone down. So, the son of Steve Penk, Alan Jones, ended up making this phone call to an even more confused woman.
Good morning, this is
Yuva
God Pest Control. How may I help you?
Oh, hello. I've got a rat in my kitchen. What am I going to do?
Oh, God. Scary.
What?
Rats.
Horrible, aren't they?
Yes.
I think it's quite big as well.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Okay. Can I take a few details in?
Yeah, sure. I'm going to have to have breakfast in bed.
Right.
Because it's in the kitchen.
Oh, right, okay.
If it happens again, I'm leaving. I'll pack in my things and go.
Okay. Can I take a few details then?
Sure.
Your name and everything and your address.
My name is Aled.
Aled. Right.
And I live in Kingston Town.
Kingston Town.
Yes.
Okay.
Don't break my heart. How much is it going to cost?
Very funny.
Yeah.
I
got you, babe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
So what do I need to do?
Well, what I can do is pass the details on and someone will give you a call back with the costs and what they would suggest that you do.
Homely girl? Can't help falling in love.
Okay.
Red wine.
Okay.
Seriously, it's like Noel Edmonds never left Radio 1. Congratulations on a hilarious wind-up phone call, Alan.
Thank you.
I think this could be a regular feature.
Do you think?
Alan's rubbish wind-up. I think my favourite line is when red wine. Only girl. Okay, bye. Seriously.
You got her good and proper.
Thank you. Just,
I don't know who's more confused. Satellite's gone. Still not out for another 3 weeks. Lou Reed, Satellite of Love. Satellite. So So because of Alan's rat problem, we now have Rat Cam. Coming soon to Radio 1 Online.
Glastonbury 2000.
So next year then, do you want to go to Glastonbury? You and I have never been, Dave.
I think so, as long as it doesn't rain.
Okay. What if it does rain? Knock on the head.
Yeah. I'd rather not, to be honest with you.
I think we should perform. I think we should see if
don't we you
can.
Think, do you think we should go first, just to suss it out before we perform?
Suss it?
Suss
no, it. I think we can perform. We can have Alad dancing on the side of the stage.
Mm.
Rachel can play.
Dressed as a rat.
what's your man and his band with the people dress up in out Flaming Lips?
Yes.
And Basement Jack, so I noticed on the Glastonbury highlights on the telly, had people dressed in gorilla outfits. For Where's Your Head At? I had no idea what that was.
Clearly
about.
Not the same place as yours.
But, no, I think we'll conform. Rachel can play the guitar. Well, she has a guitar. I don't know if she can play. She brought a guitar to Portugal and never took it out of the bag once.
I did. I played it once.
Well, I took that, take that back. Played it once in 3 weeks.
You know, I can play two tunes on it.
What?
Mr. Tambourine Man, and I Can See Clearly Now.
Two target reference tracks.
Exactly, but very easy to learn.
So I think that'll be the Glastonbury for next year. We play.
I think we should go, definitely.
Well, Radio 1 have a tent, don't they?
Have a stage, dance stage.
Yeah, stage, not a tent.
Well, whatever, I don't know, I don't care. We do that then.
All right.
Right, it's all sorted.
I think we would enhance Glastonbury.
Moyles and the Ratsters, on stage... 10:15 in the morning.
Morning, rap fans.
It's 8:26. It's Wednesday morning. It's Radio 1. I'm Chris Moyles. This comes out in August. It'll be the brand new single from Avril Lavigne. Let's talk this over. Avril Lavigne is called My Happy Ending, obviously. Coming out in August, that track. It's all right, ain't it?
Another good record from her, I think. Big hit.
So Rat Cam, Alan has set up a webcam in his bedroom. I've heard of people setting up webcams before in their own bedroom, but never to find and show a rat, which is quite strange.
And is under his bed.
Look at him next door, look. Look, he's pluvious in Alan's world again. He's busy working away on his scratch cards. Unbelievable. Is he heading towards a nervous breakdown? Something's not right with him. BBC. Radio 1. Newsbeat. Coming up, Scissor Sisters, and we'll also play Jay-Z and Jet, Are You Gonna Be My Girl? Let's get some news from Dominic. It's 8:30.
The Iraqis are about to take custody of their former dictator...
With Tim just two matches away from the final, it's Hen Mania time again this afternoon. He's up against unseeded Croatian Mario Antic. Newsbeat's Heather Alexander's been at Wimbledon for the whole tournament.
And if the atmosphere is anything like it was for Henman's fourth round match, it will be brilliant. The two players have never met before. Tim's a lot more experienced than the 20-year-old, so should win. But Antic must be pretty good to have got this far. Tim is now third favourite to win the title.
The other highlight in the men's draw sees the last two champions, Roger Federer and Leighton Hewitt, go head-to-head. Teenage sensation Maria Sharapova is into the semi-finals. She admitted her three-set victory over Japan's Ai Sugiyama was emotional, but she's still determined to go all the way.
I'm going to give it my all, and that's what I'm here for. And I want to win this tournament. I want it very bad. And when you have a big passion for something and you want to achieve something, I mean, I'm going to give it my all, definitely.
Obviously, the excitement's getting to her a bit there. She faces Lindsay Davenport next. The other women's semi will be decided today. Serena Williams is up against Jennifer Capriati, while Amelie Mauresmo takes on Paola Suarez. And England's cricketers have been heavily criticised after a 7-wicket defeat to New Zealand in the latest one day. But captain Michael Vaughan reckons the batting order's just fine.
Me and Trusty Offick are ideal partnership at the front. For me to drop down is basically saying that there's something wrong in the middle of the order. I think the opening partnership is as good as any when we get going. We're just not getting going at the minute.
And the weather. Most people will see some rain today. There'll be some thunder in parts of northern Scotland. One road travel. It's motorway 8 in central Glasgow this morning. They're repairing a barrier, which means the eastbound exit slip road is partly closed at junction 20. That's Kingston Bridge. So why not turn off at the junction before? It'll make life a whole lot easier. One road travel. On Radio 1. It's exactly 8:35.
Congratulations, Kerry. Well done. Beautiful, beautiful crack up during the news.
I was trying hard, really trying, but I could see my voice was getting higher and higher. It's like this giggle was just about to erupt. I was like, oh, God.
You're doing very, very well.
I know. I'm so immature, isn't it? We shouldn't really find it funny.
No, no,
but it's just hilarious.
Okay, no one laugh now because it's childish, okay? Nobody laugh. First person to laugh has to put £5 in the childish fart laugh kitty, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Good. See? Better. Doing very well. Did I hear a slight laugh there? Okay, because... Hang on. Good. See, now this is it. You're all being very mature. Dominic, I think, is the one who could go first. Ready?
I'm fine. I'll get you fiver.
You're gonna laugh, haven't you, Dave? What's wrong with you?
Nothing.
No? We're just having a bit of fun entertaining the nation.
I know.
People are just waking up this morning, throwing back the duvet, stretching out. That's it. It's 8:36.
Girls, girls.
Jay-Z, girls, girls, girls. Nice. And next, are you going to be my girl from Jet?
Nice girl link.
It's a girl...
Girl, girl action.
Two records with girl in, I was going to say, actually, but whatever you want, Dave. So, the Miles Mile is getting nearer and nearer. Saturday, July the 10th, Sport Relief Day. There are miles taking place up and down the country. The one in Leeds is the Miles Mile. The one in Southampton will be the Mills Mile.
Uh-huh.
Because he's Scott Mills. And I'm Chris Moyles. If you want to be with me in Leeds or in Southampton with Scott, or any of the mile events around the country, you've got to register. You can't just turn up. It's really important. Got to register. I think it costs about £6 or something. So it's not much, yeah. www.sportrelief.com. Do it as soon as you can because you've got a week just over a week before the race takes place. You don't have to run the mile. You can walk it. You can crawl it. You can hop on one leg. It makes no odds. But you've got to turn up. Well, register first. Pay your money. Turn up. Get sponsored. And do the mile wherever it is in the UK. www.sportrelief.com. Write it down on the back of your hand if you have to, and when you get to work or uni, wherever, you sit in front of a computer today and get it sorted. Now, if you can't be bothered to run, Dave, Rachel,
I'm running,
but you still want to raise a bit of money for Sport Relief, from Monday, your chance to sponsor me. Thank you. So, the league table so far looks like this. Another beautifully worded paragraph from Will. Leeds is two places from the top spot, just about to clear 3,000 milers, but is still behind London and Manchester, who have more. At the bottom is Nottingham, and above that is the Mills Mile in Southampton. So, Allard, who is in fourth place?
I have no idea.
Let me run through that again.
Okay.
Leeds is two places from the top spot.
Right.
About to clear 3,000 milers. They're still behind London and Manchester, who have more. Right. At the bottom is Nottingham, and above that is the Mills Mile in Southampton. Who is in second place?
In second place is the one above Leeds, Manchester, or what was the other one?
London.
Not London.
Right. Is the right answer. So we're 3,000 runners, walkers, whatever, crawlers for the Miles Mile, but we need more. So please register today if you can. www.sportrelief.com. If you want to see Scott Mills in Southampton or me in Leeds, Saturday, July the 10th, sportrelief.com, register. Anybody want to add to that?
Add what?
Anything to it.
No, I thought that was nice.
You're working, which is your excuse.
Mm-hmm. I'll be running.
Rachel's out the night before on the lash and can't be bothered.
It's not true.
It is true.
Told you why I couldn't come yesterday.
What's the reason again?
Because it's my goddaughter's first birthday.
So Rachel
should run there.
So Rachel's out on the lash the night before and can't be bothered.
At first birthday party.
She'll be drinking at that. Any excuse. Your eyes will be open, won't they?
You can go for a run with the girl. I'm joking.
The girl.
Alad is yet to make up his mind if he's definitely coming.
I am out the night before, but I will be there.
You're gonna do the run?
Yeah, I'm going to do the run.
Yeah?
I'll definitely do the run.
Okay, so Alad is definitely doing the run in Leeds?
In Leeds.
Hooray! So all the stars will be there. Me, Alad. It sounds brilliant, doesn't it? Thank you. www.sportrelief.com. You need to register before the race. Saturday, 10th of July. I'll be in Leeds, Scott Mills in Southampton, Manchester, London, Belfast, all over the UK. www.sportrelief.com for more details. Right? Nice. Are you gonna be my girl? That's how it should end.
Still like that.
That's how it should end, though. I almost feel as though it's lacking a little bit at the end.
A rock and roll ending.
It doesn't ruin it for me, though. But apparently I'm camp, according to some thick, stupid, trout-faced listener from the Scott Mills Show and her ugly father.
Scott?
Oh, God.
Can I just say one thing?
Oh, yeah, well, you're gonna anyway. Stop the music.
I have a message from my dad. Okay?
Yeah.
Now, you know you're doing this camp man thing?
Yeah.
We think Chris Moyles is extremely camp.
You do?
We do. We think Moyles is the campest man in Britain, so what? I think you better nominate him.
Why is he camp?
Well, my dad says he's got to be camp if he's a Leeds supporter.
Right.
I don't understand that point.
No. Bye.
Bye.
I'll send you the McFly album.
Yeah, punishment indeed for the precocious stage school wannabe. This is Radio 1. Radio 1. And just say, if you listen to Radio 1 regularly, fair enough, that's an advert for four of the shows. If you'd never listened to Radio 1 before in your life, what do you think? We're a bunch of dysfunctional morons. So you've got me, right, sexually harassing somebody, Joe Wiley, who then putting me down, Colin getting Edith to dress up in a nurse's outfit like some bad Carry-On movie, and then Scott Mills fronting some girl at a burger bar, pretending to be Jack Black and telling her to stick chicken McNuggets up her backside. Welcome to the exciting new world of Radio 1. Anyway, they're all back on today. Scott, very funny from 3. Colin and beautiful Edith from 1. Joe, you would Wiley from 10. Every day, that's how we are. This is the streets.
One single moment, your whole life can turn round. I stand there for a minute. Walk away
now. Turn to Scott Mills, by the way. You know, just the thing after 5 o'clock, it's your call or whatever they call it.
Yeah.
And you say they play or something, yeah. Right? I want to be on that later.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I've been listening for the last few weeks and not one person has asked for Get Out of My Dreams and Into My Car.
Billy Ocean,
yeah. So I'm going to phone up, or text in and see if they'll phone me back. Hello, who's this? Hi, Chris, it's Scott, or something. I'll practice it. Right, Genius Link, how to get to today's Mia Slay's Basement Jack's Rendezvous?
Rendezvous is a French word, as are poisson, baguette, and beret. The plural of beret is berets, which shouldn't be mistaken for berries, which you might find in a fruit salad. Fruit salad is often served with cream. Cream of mushroom is a type of soup. Soup is best eaten with a spoon. Spoons are the cutlery of choice for high-profile bender Yuri Geller. Yuri Geller shares the same surname as both Monica and Ross Geller, who were characters in the now-defunct series Friends. Friends was set in New York, even though secretly it was filmed in LA. LA stands for Los Angeles, the city of Angels. Angels was a big hit for Robbie Williams and featured on the album Life Through a Lens. The plural of lens is lenses, as in contact lenses, which I can't wear until I clear up my rare and serious eye condition called conjunctivitis. Conjunctivitis affects the eye area around the eyeball. Ball is a popular surname for celebrities with first names such as Alan, Bobby, Johnny, and of course Zoe. And when you think of the name Zoe in the context of early 90s one-hit wonders who sung about changeable weather in the form as sunshine on rainy days, you think of Zoe and sunshine on a rainy day.
Brilliant.
Which links us predictably to Zoe and sunshine on a rainy day.
Right, I've got you. Nice record.
One, two, three.
saying that today? Oh, we're getting rain on a sunny day.
I don't know.
Somebody texted in saying they're getting married on Sunday and they reckon it's going to be raining that day, so they'll be thinking of this song.
There you go.
Isn't that
That's
nice?
For you.
I didn't get their names, but God bless them anyway. Mm. Seamless link?
Yeah. Think so, yeah.
Rachel, any complaints?
Saying that conjunctivitis isn't rare. So you're not
rare for me.
There
I've
go,
never
yeah.
had it before.
You didn't say that, did you?
Yeah, that's
rare for me.
No,
yeah.
You still didn't say that.
You still didn't say that, though, Dave.
You do get quite bumpkin every so often.
Often?
Too often.
Every so often, Rachel just starts talking like that, innit? So there you go, Dave. You stick your link all the way up your backside with those nuggets.
I did live in Cornwall for a year.
Just 1 year?
Yeah.
In Foulmouth?
Foulmouth, yes.
Hey, no need for that. Yes, Alice?
To be with the team.
You're a rat boy.
So, what will be the website address for people to log on and see you in your bedroom with a rat?
bbc.co.uk/radio1.
Excellent.
For rat cam.
I can hardly wait.
Yeah. When I have something, I'll put it straight up.
Blimey. 9:05. Every day, another single entendre.
We love you, Aled.
When I have something, I put it right up.
You make our life so easy, Alan.
Oh, dear.
I have to write this stuff.
Right, it's half time of the show. It's the bit where Dave says,
let's get ready to rumble.
What's the news on the job situation for your two sponging flatmates, Alex, who don't pay enough rent?
They're still unemployed.
Right.
But they're looking.
Have they been looking for approximately how long? 9 months, is it?
No, you've been very harsh on them.
8.5 months.
Very harsh.
Well, as you've already proved today, you have a problem when it comes to months and the length of time.
That is true.
Yeah. So how long have they been out of work?
2 years.
2 years, right.
I don't know.
How long have they been living with you, virtually rent-free?
It's not virtually rent-free, but one of them's about 3 months and the other one's about 2 weeks.
Right.
Or that could be a bit longer.
Flatmates and ratmates.
Let's see if we can find some work for your sponging flatmates. What kind of work does the first one do who's been out of work for 6 months or whatever it was?
Don't know. I don't think he has a field. I think he's looking for a career. He's
right.
He's going to get into career.
The other, he's a real loser.
No, he's not a loser. Shut up.
Right. Skilled in nothing.
No, he's not skilled in nothing. I think he'd be very good in IT because he understands stuff like that. And the other guy actually works with computers. He's just got a degree in computers.
He doesn't work though, does he?
Not yet.
That's the problem.
But he will do, and I think he'd be an excellent, maybe, programmer. Perhaps. Because he helped me set up the motion-detecting webcam.
Right.
Well, if he's skilled in computers, then certainly IT would seem the area for him.
I think so, yeah.
Right. What other skills do these losers have?
They live with me.
Right, no, skills.
They put up with me.
Skills.
Skills, they're very good at communicating.
Right.
They
obviously
are
not with employers.
Very tidy.
They're not good at communicating.
They
can't pick the phone up to phone the rat people, can they?
That's
true. Point. Yep, so they haven't got much common sense either.
They're very polite, which is why they didn't call the 24-hour line, because they didn't want to inconvenience
you.
That's not being polite, that's stupid.
Right. They're quite brave because they've dealt with the
skills,
rats, and I haven't.
Skills.
Yeah, maybe. You might need a skill to be brave in an IT job.
Maybe in the army.
Yeah, IT in the army.
Yeah, maybe your two sponging flatmates can get a job as professional bodyguards.
Yeah, like that.
Yeah, maybe looking after the Olsen twins or something like that. You know, Barbie. Nice, easy job. Scott Mills, something like that.
Yeah, that's quite good.
Well, I was starting to think about this because you won't do anything about it because you're too nice. So, we've decided we're going to kick your flatmates out.
Okay.
Right? And we're going to find two new flatmates for you in Flatmates Idol.
Oh, cool.
And the prize is a 12-month tenancy agreement, living with you.
Great. What kind of people are we looking for, then?
Oh, kind of freaks, weirdos.
Really?
PVC clad.
Attractive, not
mistresses.
Attractive. What are we looking for here? Attractive, maybe?
Oh, no.
Not attractive.
No, truckers.
Truckers.
Yeah, truckers with violent problems in the past. And an addiction to digestives.
Don't think it's going to work, actually.
Really?
No. It doesn't sound like a good idea.
What kind of flatmate would you look for? Let's just make some notes.
A profile of your ideal candidate.
Okay. Okay, so male or female?
Don't mind.
Not fussy.
One of each.
Don't mind.
One of each. Thank you. That's nice. One of each.
Yorkshire and Lancashire. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Age, I'd say 35 or under.
35 or under.
Yes.
So you don't mind sharing a flat with a 34-year-old and a 19-year-old. You don't see any problem with that.
That's great.
Okay, 35 and under. Right.
Colour hair?
Is that important?
Maybe. No, we're asking you.
Okay, no, that's not important. Okay.
Right.
I'm quite easygoing, actually, when it comes to people.
Not important. Okay. Star sign?
Leo.
Leo.
hang on. So you're not fussed about male or female, 35 or under for the thing, but on star sign, you want Leo only.
Well, there are some star signs I can't live with, apparently. So Leo's a good one to live with.
Who can't you live with?
Taurians.
Oh, I'm a Taurus.
Really?
Do you know, I wouldn't live with you either.
That's the thing, you can see that.
Yeah, you can, can't you?
Would I wind you up the wrong way?
What are you, Rachel?
Aries.
Aries.
No, I think we'd get on, actually.
Leos, but no Aries or Taurians.
Oh, fine.
Yeah. I wouldn't
really
agree
with you either.
What am I?
Yeah.
Who do you not get on well with?
Taurians.
That's me too, then. I'll take that one. Right, so don't mind the sex. The sex
so
on the flat.
Mm-hmm.
35 and under.
Not too attractive.
Not too attractive.
Not too attractive.
Why?
Otherwise,
that rules us out, then.
Yeah.
That's true, Dave. But because then I'll turn into like a perv, and I don't want to. I don't want to live with someone without any tension between.
Turn into a perv.
So yeah. It's got to be.
You are a perv.
Not too attractive.
You've got a webcam in your bedroom.
That's for mice.
You had it before you had the rat.
It came with the computer.
No, it never. You had it before the rat.
Alan, seriously, you have a webcam in your room that you've put up for when your rat is visible for people to see. So I need to say any more?
Yeah, when you put it like that, actually, yeah.
Exactly.
You want any pets?
Not too ugly. Can't have cats. I'm allergic to cats.
No cats, all right? So no moggies.
No moggies. Don't mind dogs. Not too big. They scare me.
So, I mean, you wouldn't... Nothing as big as a Labrador or an Alsatian. No.
About a Chihuahua.
Yeah, 12.
Mid-sized dogs and under.
I have a Yorkshire Terrier at home. We get on very well.
Right,
so
but
that's
you do.
Fine.
I can believe that.
Yeah.
So,
vegetarian.
He doesn't mind dogs, but no big ones, please.
Vegetarians are fine as long as they don't mind me eating meat. Cause,
right.
Because as long as I can have.
Will you cook vegetarian stuff for them?
I don't cook.
Right. Okay. You don't cook at all.
Good if they could cook for me.
Okay.
Right.
Okay.
Actually.
Chefs.
So Gordon Ramsay.
No.
Comes
too
to
much.
Mind.
Too much anger for my house.
Too much anger. Okay. Jason Donovan.
Is he here?
Well, yes. Not
yeah,
right
come
here.
In, Jason.
In the country.
Good eye.
He's got his bags with him.
So I think I'm more of a Kylie person than a Jason Donovan.
I can believe
person.
That.
Isn't Kylie's over 35, though, isn't she?
That's true.
Yeah. But she's too fit, though. You'd be trying to cop off
yeah,
with her every
that's
day.
That's also true.
You'd better concentrate with
maybe
her.
Maybe Danny,
the house.
Then. Danny Minogue.
Danny Minogue.
Yeah.
All right, okay. Danny Minogue it is. So let's just... your new flatmates will be Danny Minogue and Will Young.
Nice.
Do you like that combination?
That's good.
Right, yeah. Sex not fussy, 35 or under. Not fussy on hair colour. Leo's only for the star sign. No cats, vegetarians welcome. And someone who preferably cooks meat.
Right, give me the number of your two flatmates. I'll call them and tell them to be out by midday.
Fantastic.
Yeah, go on then.
You told me I didn't have to do this.
No, I'll do it.
Oh, right, okay.
I don't mind ringing them at all.
Cool.
What are the names again?
No, I think that's the line I better not cross.
Okay, and then the other one?
We can do this for you. Get them out
by
midday.
They work in media. They don't need a grilling like I do.
No, they need a job.
They also need a job.
They need to pay you rent. And you need to put your foot down, you sucker.
I'm nice.
As Gordon Ramsay was saying on E4's Kitchen Nightmares last night, you got no balls.
What goes around comes around.
See that? I didn't actually say the word then. You've got no balls.
Okay.
What's the wrong with you? You've got no balls.
Do I need those?
Yes. You do?
Well, I would say so.
Shall I open the lines for car parks?
No, hang on a sec. Hang on. Now.
The lines are now open for car park catchphrase.
You've got no...
08700 100 100. You need to be in a car, know your catchphrases and be in a car park.
Guys.
It's coming brave for me to say this. It's coming from...
Get out, flatmates!
Been a long time coming, but we didn't pin fell apart. We really want to work this out, but I don't think you're going to change it.
Hello to you if you're on a coach going to Alton Towers. I know that because Abby just texted in, so there you go. Everyone keeps texting us when they're going to bloody Alton Towers.
We should go to Alton Towers
when
again.
When are we going? Everyone, every day, you know, we're going to Alton Towers.
I've
we're
been thinking
Alton
about
Towers.
This.
Yeah,
we should go.
Really?
Yeah.
Let's go today.
Nah, it's going to rain.
Let's go tomorrow.
It's going to rain.
Friday.
We'll discuss it after the show.
I want to stay in the hotel because last time I stayed in the hotel, I was in a room that had secret compartments, and when you found them, they had sweeties in.
Isn't there also, did you tell me this, or did I just dream it?
I know you're
whereby
say.
When you turn the taps, Coca-Cola comes out.
I think that's there, yes. It might be, there's another hotel.
Or some other cola product, obviously. I mean, not necessarily that one.
Panda Cola.
Panda Cola, Roller Cola.
That kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
I think so. I'll look into it for you. But in fact, I don't need people to start texting in now.
Okay.
That was Snow Patrol, by the way, and Spitting Games.
Like that.
Comes out in a couple of weeks. And when we're in Portugal, Reese, our executive producer of the Portuguese broadcast, every time we played Snow Patrol, told us the same fact every single day. Are you aware of this?
No.
I'll switch microphones off, right? Do you remember that?
Oh, yes, yes.
Every time.
Not just that one, in fact.
No.
Other. Yeah. I all about, yeah.
Every time we played Snow Patrol. But it was good.
It's a good fact that we didn't know.
Many, many people would like to share a flat with Alid. It's quite scary, the number of people who text in. So, let me find some, flat idol music. Let me go to... Let's see if this works. Radio 1's Flat Idol. Flatmate Idol. I'm a 28 Kiwi male, and a Leo. Have great job and look like a shorter and non-green version of the Hulk, so I've been told. Can move in on Monday. Yes, no, or maybe?
Not Hulk.
Yes, no, maybe?
No.
Okay. I am 19, male, Aries, chef, and a bit of a hippie. Any chance of that room with Alad from Alf?
No.
Hippie smell.
Yeah.
I need a new place to live, and I like to work and cook, and I'm not a moose, and I like housework. You're Scott Orange.
Sounds good.
Yes, maybe? Yes. Oh, yes. Yeah, yes. Okay. If Danny Minogue moves in, I would too as well. I am a chef and I eat meat from Pete Kay in Preston.
No.
Chris, I'm a 29-year-old Taurian who used to be in the army, but I'm now a trucker and I need somewhere to live. Any chance?
No.
All right, so out of that pile, out of the five, 19 male Aries chef and a bit of a hippie. Also called Alf.
I thought you rejected the hippie because...
No to that. Because of hippies.
Oh, no, you did, sorry.
The other one, the Scott one.
Scott
you said
Orange. I need a new place to live and I like to work and cook and I'm not a moose and I like housework.
He fits the criteria so far.
Right. So there you go. That's the shortest of one so far.
Is that it? Yeah. Where are the girls? They were all men, weren't they? I need one of each.
Okay, well, text in then if you'd like to be part of Alad's flatmate idol. 81199 is the number.
Wimbledon 2004. The story so far.
Love that a lot. I really do. That's a brilliant track.
Top record.
Hives out next week. Walk, idiot, walk. One. Play that for Alad. Who is a big fan of the Hives, obviously. And that's why we said it. Right, coming up, we'll play Khalees and Oakenfold. Let's get some news and sport from Dominic and Carrie. It's 9:30.
Iraqis take charge of Saddam.
And the nation prepares for more Timmy tension.
BBC. Radio 1. Newsbeat.
Saddam Hussein is being... And it's now 9:34.
Is that entirely true, Dave?
Oh, the motorway news.
Yeah.
I believe so, because Dominic's advice is to avoid the problems by getting off the motorway one junction earlier. Mm. However, we've been informed that by getting off the junction one... No. By getting off the motorway one junction early, you'd actually been on the wrong side of the River Clyde.
Well, what you've done is thrown up a
fact-based
argument.
Right.
One which I can't argue with.
Why?
Because it's probably right. What I've done, though, is just to save people the hassle of going on to Junction 20, where there is a barrier closed.
Let me help you.
Then
prove to Dave how intelligent you are, how way above his intelligence is yours, by telling him the hole in the sand story from Portugal.
Okay. You don't know this, do you? Or do you know this? I can't remember.
Well, I kind of do, but in my own special way.
When you Chappers and Rachel were swimming in the sea, I thought it would be hilarious and intelligent, thus proving the intelligence, that we dig a hole in the sand and put the sarong that my wife was wearing, she's not naked, she's got a bikini on, over the sand, the hole, and then where the hole was being covered by the sarong, you'd sit in that, thus falling in and being very funny.
Okay, well, allow me to further this story. Because then when we came out of the sea, having been frolicking for an hour or so, and you were packing up and you'd gone off to get a beer, I think.
Yeah, we were bored, we're waiting for the sarong fall.
So you'd packed up your stuff and you'd gone off to a nearby cafe bar for a beer.
That's right.
So we came back, you've removed the sarong, we're getting ready, and I stepped backwards and actually fell in the hole that wasn't even covered. nearly twisted my ankle.
Thus falling into our trap, although differently to how we thought you would.
Oh, how stupid do you feel?
On a scale of 1 to 10.
10.
About a 3.
Right, who wants to play Beat the Intro with Dave? It's either Carrie or Dominic.
Carrie should, because I'm rubbish and Carrie.
Yeah, but I was rubbish yesterday.
Well, you might be rubbish again today, my darling. Oh, hello. There you go. Right, so when you know the answer, say your name, okay?
Okay.
All right, here we go then. Go!
Dave.
Yes?
Madness.
No! You haven't got it too late, he stated. Carrie, Madness, It Must Be Love.
Gets it!
Well done, Carrie.
Well done.
Carrie gets uno pointo. How do you feel? That's your first point.
Oh, good, yeah.
Next
good
one, then.
Dave, The Last to Know by Delamitri. Ooh, that's signalling the end of the game.
No. Right, it's one each. Carrie, come on. Next one.
Dave.
Yes?
Lightning Seeds and Pure?
No, a chance for Carrie to steal here.
Dave.
A chance for Carrie to steal with The Life of Riley. She can name, if she can name a song.
Carrie,
yes?
Lightning Seeds, Life of Riley.
Beautiful.
Just feed me the lines.
Okay, all right then. Whatever you want. So two to Carrie, one to Dave. Two more left. Let's go.
Dave.
Yes, Dave?
It is The Cure, Friday I'm in Love.
Correctamundo. If you get the next one right, Dave, you win.
Okay.
Okay?
Mm.
However, if Carrie gets it, she wins. Let's play.
Dave.
Yes.
In Excess.
Yes.
Baby Don't Cry.
Correct! Carrie, you're officially a dumb blonde.
Chris Miles knows the stars. He knows Dale and Anton Deck. And Vernon, Tess and Richard. And Will and Gareth Gates. Skinner, Robin, Abbott, Liam, Noel and Lulu. Roy Walker and Davina. And he's finally met this liner.
Don't worry, because there's still water.
The Chris Miles Show. National Radio 1.
She beats you in the good looks department, Dave.
That's because of me gammy eye.
That's exactly it, yeah, Dave. Right.
And her cheeky off-the-shoulder tops that she's wearing today.
I know, which you can see down if you stand behind her on a chair.
I've not noticed.
It's 9:38. Dance all night, dance all night to this DJ. Take it, Dom. Oh, my, starry eyes surprise.
Dance all night to this DJ.
Right, yeah, we missed out a couple of
the wrong bit.
DJ. Go on, Dom.
All night to this DJ. You're a rubbish rapper.
I was fading out.
Dominic the rubbish rapper. Yo! Yo, yo, this is Dominic the Rubbish Rapper. Yeah, yeah, in the place to be, in the CBB. Right, it's 9:45.
It's time for Car Park Catchphrases. And here's your host, Chris Miles.
Good morning, car park fans. Up and down the UK, people in car parks are getting so excited, wondering, I wonder if that strange-looking man eating a cheese sandwich is one of today's contestants. Well, only Roy can tell you, because he's the best.
Thank you, Chris.
So let's meet today's contestants.
Please welcome on line one, it's contestant number one.
Contestant number one, what's your name and where do you come from?
Hi, Chris. My name's Katie and I'm from Norwich.
Hey! Radio 1 are going to Norwich soon, I believe.
Are they?
It's true, it's 17th.
Do you not know about this?
No, I don't.
Radio 1, it's part of Radio 1 on the road, I would imagine. Mm-hmm. I don't actually know.
It's true.
But I'm from what I've heard on Radio 1, my darling.
Yeah.
There's going to be lots of shows there, including very own Comedy Dave and Mark, I Never Killed John Lennon Chapman.
Oh, excellent. I shall be there.
Right. That's something to look forward to, hey.
It certainly is.
She doesn't sound very excited, I've got to be honest with you.
I am excited.
No, she doesn't seem to care. Scott Mills is there, isn't he, as well?
I don't know. I know that Dr. Mark and Emma B are there on Sunday, as is Edith Bowman.
Wow.
Oh, brilliant.
Yeah. Five-a-side and archery and fun aplenty in a sporting way.
Yeah, with ample parking.
Mm.
What do you do, Katie?
I'm a student. I'm in Leeds.
You're in Leeds?
Yeah, I'm leaving house today.
So do you live in Headingley?
Yeah, I'm moving to Headingley, yeah.
Do you drink in the Skyrack or the Original Oak?
Both.
Both?
Yeah.
There you go.
Crazy.
Had a girl.
Crazy student.
What are you studying, Katie?
French and Spanish.
Oh, Mons too.
Bienvenue.
Zut alors.
Bibliothèque.
Oh, you're fluent.
Yeah, obviously better than you. You haven't said any words yet.
I know, I'm tired. I
should
show myself up when I have to speak French.
Ah, mais oui, je Tour de France. So where are you parked now?
I'm in the Morrison's car park at Kirkstall.
Oh, I know it very well.
Dear.
It's down in Kirkstall, yeah. The car park of the Morrison's. what are you driving, Katie?
A 386.
Nice wheels.
She sounds quite cute.
She does, doesn't she?
Are you a short girl, about 5'4"?
About 5'5".
Mousy hair.
Oh, thanks. I hope not.
Why?
Mousy hair. That doesn't sound very nice.
It's a colour type thing, mousy.
Oh.
What colour hair have you got, Katie?
Mousy.
Mousy hair. And you're about 5'4", but you reckon 5'5"?
Yeah.
In
yeah.
heels.
Yeah. We know who you are. Okay, feel free to not play along with anything we're saying and just do a short half-second giggle and then stay quiet.
All right, sorry.
Perfect.
And on line two, it's contestant number two.
Contestant number two, what's your name and where do you come from?
Hi, Chris. My name's Owen and I'm from Disley.
Hey! I know Disley. It's a kind of,
just down the A6.
A6, yeah. And then you can go A6015 right. Onto the A6 if you're, if you're coming from Birch Vale.
Right. Never heard of it.
Do not.
No.
Yeah, well, out of Disley, down the A6.
Right.
You're not interested, are you?
No.
Not a million miles away from Buxton.
A million miles.
Where water was invented.
Mm. It's true, they had a well there in ancient time.
Yeah.
I believe they've got a tap that you can just fill stuff up.
Mm. Wow. That's
on random,
that
pretty
is
exciting
amazing.
Stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. You also live, if you're in Disley, you also live not a million miles away from Macclesfield, where the Mac was invented.
Mm-hmm.
I'm actually near there now, sat in a field.
Where?
Just outside of Macclesfield.
Where?
Dairy House Farm, I think it's called.
I love that place.
Mm.
It's rocking.
Yeah, that's where farms were invented. What do you do, Owen?
I'm a telecommunications engineer.
For who?
T-Mobile.
Diddle-diddle-ing.
Yeah, that's what
they do. If you work for them, do you have to know how to play that on the piano?
No, but I bet it comes in handy sometimes, I suspect.
Diddle-diddle-ding. I thought every time you mentioned them, you had to go, diddle-diddle-ding. Anyway.
No.
All right. So, what are you driving?
I'm driving a Land Rover Freelander.
Nice wheels.
Bella,
hey, Dominic, was that good?
Yeah, not bad. Yeah. Sound a bit Dutch.
Right. So, right, okay, lovely. Right, so that's it then. We don't need to hear anything about his horn.
Do you want to hear my horn?
Yes, please.
Ooh. Do you know?
Yes.
We didn't hear Katie's horn.
I know we didn't. I know you're back to Katie now.
Ah, somebody's just beep going past.
Huh? Sound
like... Sound like what, Dave?
I thought it sounded like a cow.
Cows don't drive, stupid. Right, Katie, let's hear your horn, my darling.
Okay.
Rubbish. And Owen? Cool. Katie, are you ready?
Yeah.
Owen, are you ready?
Yes, I am.
Horns at the ready. Fingers steady. Let's play Car Park Catchphrase.
Good luck. Best of three. Here we go. Mr. Fish is conducting an experiment into the differing noise values of rodents. He's got a hamster. Yes, Owen?
Quiet as a mouse.
Quiet as a mouse.
You're right!
Yeah. That's incredible.
Mate.
Incredible.
Yeah, I've got to be honest, Dave hates it when they go after the second line because he's written nine lines for each clue.
It's unbelievable.
Oh, dear.
I'm shocked.
Sorry, mate.
Katie, I'm very sorry.
That's okay.
But you're still
in
with,
there.
You're still in with a chance.
Thank you.
All right there, baby. Yeah, midget with mousy hair. Right, Owen, a point to you, none to Katie.
Let's have another car park catchphrase.
Mr. Fish is on a walking holiday through the vast prairies of the American Midwest. He's not seen or heard anything for miles, but... Ooh. What was that noise? It sounds like something crying over behind that rock. Mr. Fish has gone to have a look, and he's found a sad little wolf crying. Oh, blimey. Yes, Katie?
The boy who cried wolf?
The boy who cried wolf.
Oh, it's good, but it's not right.
A chance for Owen to steal?
Not yet.
Not yet?
It's the wrong answer, I'm afraid.
So Mr. Fish is looking at this wolf crying. He's never seen a crying wolf before. And, yes, Owen?
The boy who cried wolf?
Dave?
I'm starting to think that maybe I've just used a cut-down version of this famous expression. Because the thing that we were looking for was cry wolf.
So what are you going to do?
Well...
You could just make up one. You could just make... Shut up! You could say that this crying wolf, right, is going to a fancy dress party, uh-huh. right, and is dressed up as...
A chicken.
No. No, Dave. No, no. This wolf, right, is dressed up in the wool.
I'm with you.
In wool. So this wolf is dressed in wool to go to an animal fancy dress party. So, therefore, the wolf would be... Look, it'd be a wolf in yes, Katie?
Is it a wolf in sheep's clothing?
You're right!
Hey, Owen, you just went fast enough. You're right there. Right, so it's one apiece. Whoever gets this right is a winner.
You're both back in play. Here's another car park catchphrase.
Mr. Fisher's son Michael is in trouble with his mum and dad. He went out last night with his girlfriend Tiffany, and he's only just got in. So now, because Owen's so keen, I'm going to ignore him for another clue.
Breakfast at Tiffany.
Shut up. Where have you been, they ask? And why are you just getting in at 10 o'clock in the morning? Dave wrote the clues. I'm going to read them. Me and Tiffany had breakfast at her house. I just... yes, Owen.
Breakfast at Tiffany's.
Breakfast at Tiffany's.
You're a winner.
Well done.
Cheers, mate.
Hang on there, mate. Sorry, Katie.
That's okay.
But you do sound very lovely.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. Good luck with the French. I think you need it.
Thank you.
And if you do need some extra lessons or anything, now, I'm not experienced in the French tongue, but I'll certainly have a good session with you. Thanks for... Bye-bye.
Bonjour.
Yeah. Au revoir. Yeah. All right. Yeah. Mange too. So, Owen, well done. Congratulations.
Thank you very much, Chris.
You've won a great prize.
Is it a mouse mat?
No, that's the wrong show. That's Scott Mills' show. You've won a mouse.
A mouse?
Yes, a real mouse.
Cool.
Sadly dead, but you can, like, pretend it's alive and make up little mouse conversations with you and the mouse.
Fantastic. I'll look forward to doing that.
Right, all right. Have a good day.
All right, cheers, mate.
Bye.
Bye.
Right, thank you, Owen. Thank you, Roy.
Thank you, Chris. Join us same time next time when we'll be playing another game of Car Park Catchphrase on Radio 1. Say goodbye, Mr. Fish. He's waving.
White Stripes, Seven Nation Army. Scott Mills is on at 3 today. Colin Needed to run at 1. Beautiful. Future mistress of mine, Joe Wiley's next. Big gigs tonight. Nelly Furtado is playing Birmingham's Academy. James Brown is playing Glasgow Academy. And Peter Andre on stage tonight at the Manchester Apollo. Three legends, one evening. So tomorrow, hopefully, we'll be holding more auditions for Alan's flatmate title. You can't wait for that, can you?
That's nice.
Yeah. Right, enjoy Joe the Knickers Wiley next. Have a great day. We're back tomorrow morning at 5-7. Ta-ra. The Chris Morris Show. Is on Radio 1. The Chris Morris Show. It's the Chris Morris Show.
Yeah. National Radio 1. Yeah, but they're fresh and clean today.
Makes a change.
This is Radio 1.
Fair point.
Radio 1.